Today on the Travel Guys.
Travel Guys listeners journeyed to the city yesterday to ride the magic bus. Was it magical? We'll tell you all about it.
In the travel news, Southwest Airlines has announced it's ending what some considered a controversial relationship with SeaWorld.
Your first bag on JetBlue may not be free much longer, and a new Utah B&B had an infamous polygamist as a previous owner. Would you stay there?
If you like ribs, you'll want to hear about the deal of the week from Gwen Duncan, and that's at 3:35.
Pretty good teasers today, don't you think, Steve?
Yeah, not too
shabby. Our friend Ed Perkins joins us to talk about current travel scams and how you can avoid them. We'll make you a smarter traveler at 3:45.
All of that today on a Sunday afternoon edition of the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
And good Sunday afternoon to everyone. Mark Hoffman here with Steve LaRosa, who is filling in. Let me make sure I say this right. There's an argument going out there. I said to Romano yesterday, I said, so Steve's sitting in for you tomorrow, and how do I, I said, I want to make sure I get his name right. And he says it's LaRosa. Is that right?
I have known Tom for 30 years now, and He got it wrong.
There you go.
It's a Z, LaRosa. It's an S, but with a Z sound.
Okay, and that may have been the way he made it sound anyway, and I just interpreted it that way. We had been, after all, on the magic bus, so.
That, my friend, explains a lot.
Well, and we're going to talk about that probably quite a bit here in just a minute. So what's up with you, Mr. LaRosa?
Well, a lot of things going. You know, as you know, I'm sort of putting some of the plans together for a little trip to Italy in October. But in the meantime, I've been doing a publicity for this big show that's coming up in the Memorial Auditorium.
Oh, bridal. You're involved in that big bridal show.
Yeah, it's called the Sacramento Couture Runway and Bridal Show. And it's a great thing because it's actually happening at the Memorial Auditorium. And the tie-in there is, you know, I recently went to a wedding reception that was held at the Memorial Auditorium.
Uh-huh.
And people probably can't imagine, how could I have a reception at that big old cavernous but beautiful room? And as it turns out, what they did is they curtained off the lower section, the main floor,
uh-huh,
of the auditorium, and they lit the proscenium very beautifully, so it was very dramatic. And of course, they had the tables, and it was beautifully decorated by Party Concierge, which is one of the sponsors of this particular show coming up on August 17th.
I was just going to say, it's only a couple of weeks. You're always involved in something around town, this, that, or whatever. So is this like one of the biggest bridal shows of the summertime?
It really is. And what's distinguishes this particular show is that they've really pulled in, as you can see on the sheet I gave you there, Mark, they pulled in a lot of great vendors.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of really good folks there. So this is in the afternoon on Sunday the 17th at Memorial Auditorium. Do they charge to get in?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you where you can get tickets. Tickets are $20, day of the show, $25. But there's a special $75 VIP ticket section where you get a lot of exclusive VIP treatment, plus an opportunity to win a $5,000 wedding gown.
Wow.
From Miosa.
So we have a link on travelguysradio.com where you can go and just click on the bridal show link there that we have for you, and you can find out all the information about tickets and how to go to the bridal show. Thanks, Steve-O. We probably should get on to the travel news here. Mr. Romano, after much urging, didn't hire a new band, but he found this.
I'm going to say that's Huey Lewis in the News.
I think so, and I kind of like it better than just hiring our own band, and it's plagiarism is best. All right, here's the travel news for today. If you're one of those people who travels to Washington, D.C., Steve, you ever go to Washington?
love Washington, D.C.
So there's always the dilemma whether you go to National Airport or Dulles Airport. If you go to Dulles, it costs you a fortune and takes forever to get into town. If you go to National, they charge you more because they know it takes costs a fortune and takes forever to get into town. The metro in Washington, D.C. has now been expanded to within about 15 minutes of Dulles Airport, and they're now direct buses. The Washington Flyer, if you've been back there, you're familiar with that outfit, and they run buses now every 15 to 20 minutes, which will connect you to the subway, to the metro, which will get you into downtown Washington, D.C. The bus tickets are $5, so the metro fare is probably going to add about another $5, so it's about $70 cheaper than the previous cab ride out to Dulles. If you're a traveler and you're going to Dulles Airport, there are now some more options to get around. The FAA, remember the Malaysian Air jet that was shot down over Ukraine a couple of weeks ago. The FAA has restricted flights over Iraq now as the conflict with ISIS rages in that country. So if you're a pilot flying through Europe now, it's like, boy, you really need a roadmap.
Yeah, a lot of circuitous routes.
I'm guessing that's probably adding time and probably fuel charges and stuff like that to things. Here's one more airline story. Steve and I were talking about this before we went on the air. Southwest Airlines and SeaWorld have parted ways. Southwest announced Thursday that they're ending their partnership. The contract expires at the end of the year. I kind of thought this is what was going to happen when this became a controversy a couple of years ago, that Southwest would just, they didn't want to nail SeaWorld. They've got three planes painted with SeaWorld figures on the side of them.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, so they will repaint them, and the agreement will expire at the end of the year, and Southwest will go its ways. And of course, a lot of folks are not real up on SeaWorld nowadays because of all the critters that they keep and how they keep them and how they're used and stuff like that. So that's another story for another day. But Southwest Airlines planes will no longer be painted to look like SeaWorld in the future. Another story that we mentioned here, there's a compound in southern Utah that was built for polygamist Warren Jeffs. Remember him? He was news for a long time. Well, okay, one of his former bodyguards has bought it and has redone it and has opened it up as a bed and breakfast. It's got huge tall walls around. It's got double thick walls inside in every room. So if you're a security conscious guy, or you're just a little strange, or you just like to, you know, go to different places like this.
Well, presumably, if you get a master suite, there's adjoining suites for what, all your other wives that you're bringing along with you that fit in nicely with the Warren Jeffs compound.
I would guess. Let's see here. Let me go down and let's see. The guy who's running it now says, I didn't feel like it would be very honest to try to cover up the past, but I didn't want it to be about Warren either. Jeffs was already behind bars when the compound was built. He and his followers never lived in the building. Still, Jessup knows that this is the guy who owns it now, that Jeffs' notoriety is part of the hotel's character. Thus, the nod to America's Most Wanted in the B&B's name, a reminder that the polygamous sect's former leader was once listed on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list. So you could go live in the house. You could go stay in the house that he was almost going to stay in. JetBlue has given signs that maybe the first free bag is about to go away. JetBlue officials last week in an interview indicated that they were looking at bundling their airfares to include baggage, free baggage, and you can be guaranteed, Steve, that the cost of the ticket post-bundling will be more than the cost of the ticket pre-bundling, and there'll be some things in there that you don't really need or don't really want to pay for, or you'll get your priority boarding and all that kind of stuff. Pretty soon, an airline is going to call for boarding group one, and everyone is going to go line up because there is no one left to board, and that will be the folly of the whole thing when people realize that they've paid to move up to where everyone else is.
Was it on the Travel Guys last week that the guy was talking about that they should charge by the weight of the passenger?
Yes. I thought that was really a novel idea, that the weight, you add the weight of the passenger and the weight of your luggage, and that's how your price of your ticket is determined. And you can bet that conversation has been had in a boardroom somewhere with the airlines. But yeah, that was I thought that was a really great comment. Anyway, if you fly on JetBlue, the days of the free first bag may be numbered, because what's going to happen is they're going to come up with an airfare that's going to be a little bit more. They're going to get $10 or $15 from you for that bag, and there's going to be a fare where you don't have any baggage, and then there's going to be a fare where you have a bag. It's going to be a little bit more, where you have two bags or you want free. You know, that JetBlue is the first people to have free TV on board, which I find to be the greatest time killer on an airplane that anybody has ever invented. All right, one more here. If you fly out of Terminal A in Sacramento International Airport, the old terminal, there are some changes coming about in restaurants. If you noticed lately, if you've been out there in the last few weeks, a lot of the restaurants have shut down, and food choices were getting few and far between. But now what's happening is the airport is switching over from chain vendors like Burger King and Quiznos and California Pizza Kitchen to local places like are in the new terminal. So a squeeze-in is ultimately going to have a new, so you'll be able to get a squeeze-in cheeseburger at the airport, which I think is good for people who are visiting from out of town. They should get their fat grams also. But anyway, SSP America is the vendor there, and they are going to bring in some Sacramento-based people like are going to be in the other terminal. In the meantime, temporary vendors are going to move in for a few months starting. I saw the signs being switched on Friday night when I came in. So we will have new vendors at the Sacramento airport. We are the Travel Guys. Steve LaRosa is sitting in today for Tom Romano and joining me. The Travel Guys are brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And if you want to know what we are doing on the Travel Guys today, you can go to travelguysradio.com. That's where you'll find links to Steve's bridal fair and all the other stuff that's going on the Travel Guys show today. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about our trip on the Magic Bus. We are the Travel Guys. This is KFBK. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. We were on the road again yesterday. Thomas is only good for one day out of the work and one day out of the weekend now. So he did the Magic Bus. Actually, he's up in Tahoe, Lake Tahoe today with his family. And yesterday he took the Magic Bus over going to his wife's high school reunion. Can you believe that?
Whoa.
Yeah.
But he's in big trouble.
Well, she gave him a pass. But, you know, if you've ever been to a reunion with your spouse, you know that one of those things, they don't know anybody. All the other spouses, they're just all bouncing off the wall. So really, it's no place for maybe a 10-year reunion, but a 30, 40-year reunion. Heck, I don't even know what the people look like. So
you're basically a mannequin at those things if that's not your high school.
Yeah, exactly. Know. So, you know, we saved Thomas by taking him on the Magic Bus. Now, Steve, this is radio, and we have the beauty of theater of the mind here. So yesterday, we had a really good time in San Francisco. And you're going to hear about it here, so I don't have to talk about it. But we're in San Francisco. We're at Union Square, and here this old school bus pulls up. I mean, it's not old, but it looks a little bit older on purpose. And it's all painted on the outside with flowers, and it's bright colored and everything. And here we are on Union Square, and all these other sightseeing buses are pulling up, you know, the double deckers with the open thing and stuff like that. And people are getting on and off, and hundreds of people are taking off on their sightseeing tour. And the Magic Bus pulls up, and 27 Sports Leisure travelers, along with a bunch of Travel Guys listeners, are starting to get on the bus. And this is the first things that we hear. I think this is...
I'm Artemis. I am your trip guide today. I am here to take you back to 1967.
I don't
believe it. Do you see who's driving the bus? Could it be? No, we can't see because... Oh, now we can see. Look at that. Do you see who's driving the bus? Could it be Jimi? Oh, my God. This is the Jimi Hendrix of bus drivers. Yay! We are so blessed. We are so blessed.
Thank you, Artemis.
So today's your first time?
First time driving a bus.
First time driving a bus. Yeah, he plays beautiful music, but we'll see how he does with bus drivers.
If the ride seems jerky, I'm trying to figure out is the brake and the gas.
Yeah, they're different, you know.
Yeah.
Try them alternately, not at the same time, and it would be a lot better than the last ride.
I have a manual up here. I'll just consult it.
Yeah, just keep reading.
And so we get on the bus. That's Artemis. Mm-hmm. She's the hippie tour guide. And she looks and acts the part like almost nobody I've ever seen.
Well, if you're going to San Francisco, were you wearing flowers in your hair?
The first thing they did was pass around flowers for everybody to put one in their hair. They didn't miss a beat, really. They didn't. We even had a break at halfway through where they passed around a little basket of candy, wrapped candies, and Artemis suggested that you just take one and perhaps try another one later. That was right about the time we were talking about LSD and its effects on the community and stuff like that. Anyways, we get on board the bus, and we take off around San Francisco. And what's amazing is that people are taking pictures of the bus, and bubbles are coming out of a bubble machine in the back, spreading all around us everywhere we go. And Artemis said every time we stop, hangs out the back window, stops her narration and hangs out the back window and yells, "Peace, love, and bubbles" to people. And people are snapping pictures and laughing and smiling. And you know, people don't laugh and smile at sightseeing buses usually.
Were they playing music from the from that era?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Inside, of course, not outside to bother folks. But then they had screens that came down, and we sat sideways in the in two long bench seats. So you could really see out one side quite well, not perhaps out the other side so well, but there's so much to see. Anyway, so we take off, we get up to the Haight, and we're taking an intermission in Golden Gate Park. And Tom Romano took a moment to speak to both Artemus and our bus driver. Great little interview. Listen to this.
Hi, we're the Travel Guys, and we're here with our tour guide today, who is really making this trip super special. What's your name?
Artemus.
Artemus, how long have you been doing the Magic Bus?
I've always been on the Magic Bus.
Oh, my. Well, okay. You know, that makes sense. And what is it that you like the most about being the tour guide of the Magic Bus here in San Francisco?
The incredible transformational power of people to change the world and themselves just by believing in something positive.
With our listeners listening in Sacramento today, I want you to give them a special invitation to come join them here in San Francisco and ride the Magic Bus.
So hello everybody, my name is Artemus and I would be your trip guide in San Francisco's only actual time machine. So I invite you to come with me and to travel around San Francisco and back to 1967.
I'm here with Jimi Hendrix, the driver of the Magic Bus today. Jimmy, what's it like being on a daily basis on the Magic Bus? Is this one of those kind of jobs that just is day in and day out? Is this a little different?
No. Every day is different because I meet people from all over the world. And, you know, we're in the business of showing people something that they haven't seen before, delighting them. And I have actually the privilege of operating the vehicle and negotiating it through some of the most difficult streets in San Francisco, for instance, Grand Street through Chinatown. And I actually take pleasure in implementing my driving skills, ensuring a smooth and safe ride, while at the same time interacting with all of our passengers and cracking jokes and making them feel at ease.
All right. Well, Haley, go get behind the wheel. Let's go ahead and finish our journey.
My favorite thing to do.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
It was, Steve, I just have to tell you, it was one of the, I see we have a phone caller here from great distances. Cue him up there, would you, Luis? Steve, we really had an amazing time. You said that you've got some history down there in the Haight.
Absolutely. First story I ever did for television was with Carlos Santana, and I did a piece on, actually, where they were selling the Jefferson Airplane House, which is on the Panhandle on the other end of Haight-Ashbury, Golden Gate Park, close to Haight-Ashbury. And we went inside, and they were selling this house. And just for grins, we stopped at a pet shop and picked up a white rabbit. And we had this thing in the background. It would walk through scenes, and we would never reference it, but we would play, of course.
If you go chasing rabbits. Yeah.
And you know you're going to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was fun yesterday. We are joined on the phone now by absent travel guy Thomas Romano, calling in from Lake Tahoe. Hi, Tom.
Hi there, guys. Good to hear from you. Hey, that was a great trip yesterday. The Magic Bus was awesome, and I think, Mark, the stuff that you played for everybody should pretty much paint the picture. I am Steve. I know that you've probably done, you know, restaurant tour trips where you stop and eat at all these different restaurants. And Mark, you've probably been to just about every baseball diamond on the planet. I am right now with my family. We're doing a world tour of miniature golf courses. We are right now playing the prehistoric dinosaur course here in South Lake Tahoe. I just putted in that looks like a par gang. And we are now on the eighth hole, the prehistoric dinosaur hole here. And making our way, we're going to be playing somewhere between 68 and 72 rounds of golf here in the next 6 hours.
I see.
Hey, Tom, as a former rock and roll musician and rock and roll star of the Central Valley, what were some of your favorite stops on the Magic Bus, historical little mentions on the Magic Bus tour?
Well, you know, clearly the Fillmore was number one as a result of the fact that, you know, in the 60s, I would travel up from Modesto. I was playing in a rock band that kind of wished that we could play the Fillmore. And we would go to the Fillmore Auditorium and catch the acts on a regular basis. We'd get the psychedelic posters in the mail. And when we would get them, the band would all get together and stare at them for half an hour to see if we could figure out actually what bands were playing, because they were so, you know, op art and encrypted. And then we would make trips to the city and visit the any place that sold really cool looking clothes. And of course, back then, collecting buttons.
Right, I still have some.
Yesterday, the shop, Tom mentions the eclectic shops and stuff in the Haight, and the eclectic shops in the Haight are just, I mean, nothing has changed. It looks so much the names of the shops, what they sell, they're selling them to slightly different people. Some of them are a little older than they were then. But it's Tom, didn't it have a real feel to it?
It did, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. It still has that vibe and that feel to it. And in fact, Steve and I mentioned this to you yesterday, Margaret. Steve and I visited the Fillmore a few years back before it turned into a Honda dealership, and got a chance to see Poco and a revisited concert when we were there.
Isn't it cool that the car dealership, though, still maintains some of the architectural doodads from the old Fillmore? I mean, they didn't lose everything when they turned it into a car agency. And that was just one of the things that we were told yesterday as we kind of, it was a great city tour. I just have to tell folks who are listening, if you're going, we're going to do this again someday. And I'm sure Sports Leisure Vacations will offer a trip like this. So if you're one of our travelers, why, just stay tuned and we'll figure this out and we'll offer it. But we just had so much fun. I mean, it was just, I can't tell you.
Mark, tell them about the clothing that the women wore.
Oh, yeah. And Tom, wasn't it cool? A lot of the ladies on our bus who were in their, no doubt, 50s, 60s, they were children of the 60s. And four or five of the ladies had tie-dye shirts in various stages of fading. Wasn't that cool?
It was, you know, and in fact, I'm sure we're going to have some pictures posted on the Travel Guys website. But also, those are the same women that when we asked them how they felt about the trip, they would use words like, oh, man, it was really groovy.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to some of those now. You have a good time in Lake Tahoe, and here's some comments from some of the folks who were on the Magic Bus yesterday.
I'm Mary. I thought the Magic Bus was absolutely fantastic.
My name is Gwen. I think the bus was a blast.
I'm Tony, and the Magic Bus was cool, man. Groovy.
My name's Tom, and I would say the KFPK rules, the Travel Guys rule, and the Magic Bus was great.
Pete Savala, the Magic Bus was fantastic.
I'm Susan. The Magic Bus was just an amazing experience.
Magic Bus was great. We enjoyed it.
I'm Amy. The Magic Bus was magical. And
hi, I'm Lori. The Magic Bus was great.
Hello. I'm Ben.
Hello, this is Felicia. The Magic Bus was fun and trippy, and it really took me back. Hello.
A lot of folks having a good time on the Magic Bus. We'll talk a little more about the Magic Bus after the break. Gwen Duncan is here with the deal of the week. It has to do with a rib cook-off in Reno. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and we're just tripping down the road on a Sunday afternoon on KFBK.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way.
If you are motoring down the highway right now and you have just stumbled upon 93.1 FM on your dial or 1530 AM, you are listening to the Travel Guys. We are here every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock to make you a smarter traveler and generally just to have fun. We took a bunch of listeners on the Magic Bus in San Francisco yesterday, which truly is the coolest sightseeing bus experience I have ever had. However, I will tell you that if you're over the age of 66, 67, if you are old enough to think that LSD and flower children and all that stuff was ridiculous and the world was going to end, then you need to not take this particular tour because you probably won't enjoy it. If you were a child of the 60s or close to that, you know, I was born in 1955, so I was a young teenager as the 60s wound down. I'm really more of a child of the 70s. But if you remember all those times and things that were going on and you have some fondness for them, Steve, you probably will just have a tremendous time. You would enjoy the Magic Bus, I think.
I have never seen you this revved up about a thing like this.
It
must have been a blast.
It really was. And the gal Artemis, you heard her in the spots we did before. And if you're just joining us and you didn't hear the interviews from the tour guide and the driver on the Magic Bus, travelguysradio.com. This show will be posted on Tuesday, and you can listen to it along with any of our other podcasts off of our radio site. But she was a hoot. I mean, she was so in character. Even when Tom was interviewing her, she didn't step out of character.
Well, did they impart a lot of rock and roll history from the San Francisco era?
Yeah, and it was a city tour that was a little different than it had that theme to it. So they were talking about landmarks from the 60s and things that were built in the 60s. And so they didn't talk about a lot of things that had come along since then. Things that, you know, it takes place in 1967 is hypothetically you're being transported to that time. And it was so well done. And I think it's about $50 retail is what they charge for it. But it's so well done. If you're going to San Francisco or you have guests, and again, if they're too young, then maybe not so much. But if you're between the ages of maybe 40 and 65 or 70, you probably would really enjoy this. And the other thing is that you're going on a sightseeing bus that elicits joy to everybody it passes.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is you mentioned 40 to 60, there is a continuum of listenership from the classic rock era. You know, kids, young kids, even in their 20s, still really go for the 60s and that sound.
Well, you know, the alternative shops and stuff on Haight Street didn't look a whole lot different from the ones on Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles, in Hollywood now. So that kind of tells you that while styles have changed, and they change about every 20 minutes with that group, but styles have changed and stuff like that, but there's some parts of that culture that still remain around. And they're really, I think what I felt yesterday was that we're better for that. Those of us who were part of that, we're better for that. We learned a lot, and I think we in some ways it made the world a better place to live in.
I think so. And for the cynics out there who disagree,
the heck with them.
Heck with you.
Yeah, exactly. They're just jealous. Anyways, we need to move on here before I get too far behind. Joining us on the line with the deal of the week is Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel. Hi, Gwen.
Well, hello, Mark.
We're just... Gwen, are you a child of the 60s?
Oh, I am. I was going to ask you, what were you doing in 1967?
In 19...
And then you say you were born in 55, and I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was married. I already had a kid, but I tell you, it was the best time to be growing up. It was wonderful. I'm really glad you enjoyed it, being a baby.
It was, well, I was 12 then. I was delivering newspapers when Robert Kennedy was assassinated, and I remember seeing, before I went to bed, he gave his victory speech, and then I went to bed, and the next morning, the newspapers didn't show up on time, and they didn't show up, and they didn't show up, and they didn't show up, and I finally turned the television on and realized why the newspapers hadn't shown up, because they were preparing a special edition. But it was a tumultuous time. A lot of things happened that shaped our country in the years ahead, and perhaps still are. Anyway, it was a total flashback. So, Gwen, you got a deal of the week for us. We were talking about this during the week. And you mentioned the rib cook-off up in Reno, which comes up Labor Day weekend and slightly prior to.
Yes, it's a 5-day event. It starts August the 27th, and I highly recommend going early on. I know you've got your sports leisure departure, and I'm going to have that posted, as you will, on your website, and it'll be on mine for anybody who's interested in that, because you're doing it right, Mark.
Well, you know, Gwen, when you and I were talking and we were saying, well, you know, let's look around for some good deals left for hotel rooms and stuff for the rib cook-off, and as you did your research, you kind of found out that we're a little bit too late for that. Either that, or there was never was a time to get a good deal on a hotel room necessarily in Reno. But we need to tell people, if you're going to the rib cook-off, you want to go early in the week. It starts on what, Wednesday or Thursday?
And it starts on the Wednesday.
Okay, and our trip goes up on the 26th and the 27th, and includes accommodations at the Grand Sierra Resort. So if you are desiring to go, you can get a link on travelguysradio.com to the rib cook-off, and you could go with Sports Leisure Vacations. It's not often that we have the deal of the week, but it worked out that way this time. But the reason you don't want to go late in the week, two reasons. It gets extremely crowded on the weekend, and also there's a big event in the Nevada desert that concludes on Sunday, called Burning Man. And many of the people from Burning Man, some of whom have not been, shall we say, hygienically inclined for the last few days, come into Reno and come to the rib cook-off. And so what the folks at the—I heard this from the folks at the Nugget. They set up some showers— portable showers, so that the folks coming in from the hinterlands could actually, you know, rinse themselves off before they, so the great unwashed could become the great washed before they become part of the rib festival. But those are the two reasons not to go at the last minute, is the crowds and the fact that the person next to you might be
dusty,
might be taking away from the culinary smells that you're enjoying.
You would see that more probably on the late Sunday and on Monday, but for the most part, it's a great event.
Have you been there, Gwen, before?
Yes, I've been there. I've been there about 4 years in a row. We try to go the first part of each week, that it starts. And they've got booths there with crafts and everything that are a little offset from the main drag. They have 27 different big booths with the big signs that show how many years they've won their contest. But they've got the barbecue sauces out on tables in front of every booth. So you buy your meat, whether it be chicken or beef or pork or whatever, and you can flash it underneath these different sauces. But if you don't know which one you want to buy, we usually take a spoon with us. Sounds awful, but and we try the different ones till we find the one we like. Some of them are very hot, some of them are not, but it is a great thing. A lot of entertainment, too, and neat things like garlic fries and junk like that.
Steve,
too.
Now wait a minute. Wait, Gwen, Steve's got his mouth hanging open here, but you hold the spoon. Into the sauce.
You're not a double dipper, are you?
No. But my gosh, those sauces—they're everybody's won an outstanding award.
Okay, so which
chicken with a crack?
All right, so which one? We got to go here, Gwen, in just a second. What is your favorite combination? You said you've been four times. There must be something that your mouth waters to get back to the rib festival and try again.
Well, I tell you, there's one particularly one that I like, and it's called Raspberry Chipotle. But the person who does the really great. Great stuff. His last name is Mills. He's got Memphis Barbecue. Those are ones that stand out that we always look forward to going and trying. But it's a good social event to get to know the people who are doing the barbecuing, and they sell their books and stuff, too.
All right. You could drive up to Reno. The hotel room situation is basically you're going to pay rack rate, and they're going to ask you for multiple night stays. If you're somebody who has the flexibility of going during the week, when the Rib Festival is kicking off, Sports Leisure Vacations has a lovely package. You can go up on the 26th and come back on the 27th. You can get details on it by going to sportsleisure.com or travelguysradio.com and click on the Best in the West Rib Cook-Off link there. And Gwen, you'll have it on your website too. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you. Be sure to mention it's a free event.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The rib cook-off you can go to. Of course, it's free to go, but then you have to buy your ribs and all that.
But you guys didn't mention perhaps the most important item.
Which is?
A pocket full of moist towelettes.
All right, before we go to the break here, our lucky Sports Leisure traveler for this week is Sherry Richardson. This is kind of cool. The winner was pulled out of. Sherry was actually with us on the Magic Bus trip yesterday. So, Sherry, if you're listening, call the Sports Leisure office Monday or Tuesday at 361-2051, and you will double your $50 travel card to $100. And everybody who travels with us is eligible for this drawing every week. So, and if you're a listener, you'll always double the value of your prize. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, Ed Perkins is going to join us. Ed has some really great details on current travel scams and hotel fees that we all hate, and he's going to fill us in on them and how to avoid them. When we come back, we are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
News Radio KFBK.
Hey, back.
Hello, my name is Pamela. I think the Magic Bus was historically wonderful.
Hi, I'm Sally, and I thought the Magic Bus was a lot of fun.
Okay, Tom.
Magic Bus Tour was really good for a nice trip back in history through time, and enjoy the travel. Get on the bus that takes me to you.
Oh, yesterday was a lot of fun. So to those who are listening who were with us yesterday on the Magic Bus in San Francisco, we had a great time. We hit the most terrible traffic jam coming out of we went back over the Golden Gate Bridge. So I will just tell you, in order to make you a smarter traveler, may I share this piece of wisdom,
please,
Steve?
Thank you.
Don't go over the Golden Gate Bridge on a weekend until they get done with the construction that finishes the approaches to the bridge. They're going to make that much better than it used to be, but it's just a horrible mess. It took us an hour to get down Van Ness Avenue yesterday and out to the bridge, and another long time to get over. And traffic is, in general, is just horrible in the summertime, going to and from the Bay Area on the weekends. But really, I would avoid the Golden Gate Bridge. If you have somebody who just has to go there, you know, take a sightseeing bus or something. The problem is all the people going to the viewpoint and hordes of people walking over the bridge and stuff. It's just not a good place to be. If you can avoid it until the tourist season is over and then take your out-of-town guests afterwards, I think you'll find that it'll be a much, much better experience. But you could do no worse than to spend your money on a tour of the Magic Bus. So I'll stop rambling on about that. Let's shift to a little more serious discussion here. Our good buddy Ed Perkins is joining us. Hi, Ed.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, we're having a good time here. We went took a trip back to the 60s on a sightseeing bus in San Francisco yesterday called the Magic Bus. That was just a whole lot of fun.
Sounds like it. And I would have to say that your advice about staying away during the tourist season is probably good in much of the world.
Yeah, that's the beauty of being a tour operator and setting up packages and trips for people, is that sometimes you don't always have to go at the peak of the season. You can try to pick the shoulder season. I always tell people, when they're looking at limited season destinations like Alaska or Canada, someplace that only has a 2 or 3 month season, always go on the shoulder season on the front as opposed to the end, because at the end, everybody's either made their money or isn't going to make it, and they're tired and they're worn out. And at the beginning, they're fresh. They haven't made their money yet. They have to be nice to people. So...
Sounds about right to me.
Yeah. Ed, you had a great column this past week about 10 worst travel scams, which really caught my attention. And, of course, our good friends at smartertravel.com, if you haven't discovered that website yet, it is a great place to really become a smarter traveler. Not only will they keep you updated on airfare sales and things like that, but you will get to read the musings of folks like Ed Perkins. Ed, you had a great list here. You started out with things, you're traveling and you're out on the road, and your first two items here were fake police and fake valuables. What's that all about?
There are a number of places around the world where somebody will rent some or get some kind of a uniform that looks official, and then get into a conspiracy with somebody, a local merchant or something like that, particularly a street merchant who puts something in your hand or ties something on your waist or something like that. And when you try to give it back, the merchant complains, hey, they're trying to steal it. And just then this fake uniform policeman happens to walk by and threaten to arrest you if you don't pay for what you supposedly stole, or maybe even pay a fine. So, I mean, that's a typical scam that you run into.
And fake valuables?
Well, I ran into this one personally quite a while ago, but I was in Bogota, Colombia, and I couldn't walk 10 feet without having street vendors come up and offer to sell me emeralds at very low prices. And as your listeners may know, Colombia is a major source of emeralds. But I just told them, look, I can't tell the difference between a genuine emerald and a piece of broken Coke bottle, so I'm not going to buy. I shouldn't buy emeralds.
and perhaps the wisdom there is not to be buying expensive things in a place that you're not familiar with, unless you really, really know what it is you're buying. Another next item on your list here was distraction theft.
Yeah, this is so common, and there's so many variations on this theme. It's hard to list them all, but the basic concept is it's pretty much pickpocketing. And one way or another, or where the kids swarm around you and try and pester you about something, and when you're worried about them and fending them off, the pickpocket comes in and grabs your valuables.
So how would you avoid a situation like that? Is that something you can see coming on, or what would be your suggestion there?
I don't mean to sound here at all politically incorrect, but Apparently, in Europe, where this is common, the kids are that are involved in this are disproportionately gypsies. But you can see them, and when kids start swarming around you, it's time to move on. Don't let them put anything in your face. Don't let them push cardboard against your chest and stuff like that. You just have to assume that anytime something like that happens, that they're trying one way or another to take your mind off of the fact that you're going to get your pocket picked. And there are variations on that. I mean, you can, it's not always kids. You can be sitting someplace and somebody will accidentally spill a drink on you. Oh, we're so sorry. Here, get up. Let me have your coat. I'll clean it up. And when you get everything back together, you're missing something.
Steve, you said you had an experience kind of like this gypsies in Italy.
Yeah. I was on a train in Italy, and what I would guess would be the grandmother, she came up and grabbed my hand, and her thumbnail starts digging into my hand. Meanwhile, her granddaughter was slipping in and got some cash out of my pocket.
And it just all took place in a matter of seconds,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay.
These things are very carefully choreographed.
Ed, you've got a thing on here that talks about, on your list, about getting your PIN stolen. And I thought this was really a unique thing that wouldn't take very much time, could almost happen anywhere, and you wouldn't think about.
That's right. One of the ways a cashier at a restaurant can use a very small camera or a telephone or something like that to take a picture of your credit card, or somebody can look over your shoulder, help you particularly at a foreign ATM, say, oh, well, you know, these are you don't speak the local language, here, I'll help you. And so the person that's doing that memorizes your PIN. And, of course, this is one of many reasons why most of the rest of the world has gone to chip cards rather than magnetic stripe cards.
And finally, I hold one chip card in my wallet. They're thicker and heavier than the old strip things. And for folks who don't know this, it's the magnetic strips that are causing all the problems. That's got the information on it that's so easy to steal, that has to be put into the machine in a certain way. The chip system is much better. The reason these thefts are occurring on massive proportions, mostly in the United States, is because we have outdated technology. So if your credit card company ever offers you the opportunity without charging you for a card that has the chip in it, along with the magnetic strip, or even soon U.S. merchants will all, within the next couple of years, will be able to take the chip. But any time that you can get a card with a chip in it, you are much safer. Am I correct?
That's exactly right. And most of the big banks, or a lot of the big banks now, are issuing those, not necessarily to everybody, but if you ask for it, even before your card is due to expire, you can say, hey, I'm going overseas, I want a chip card. They will often send it to you.
Oh, that's an excellent tip. All right, on your list here, and by the way, folks, this entire list of all of Ed's current travel scams, things to look out for, these are not necessarily from people in the travel industry as much as they are the people in the places where you'll be going. You can find it at travelguysradio.com. Just click on it there, and it'll take you to the column that Ed wrote. One more here that I wanted to mention, Ed, here is the taxi tricks. Almost everybody rides in taxis in foreign countries. What are some of the bad things that could happen to you real easily in a taxi cab?
Basically what the industry calls being taken for a ride, which is having the taxi driver take you much farther than you really should need to go. And you don't have to be overseas for that. There are two places in the U.S. where it's very common. In New York, taxi drivers on the meter coming in from Long Island will often take the Triborough Bridge, even though the Midtown Tunnel is
much shorter. Yeah.
Shorter. And in Las Vegas, taxi drivers will often take the south exit, which takes you in a long loop around
circuitous route around the airport. Exactly. And you have to tell, when you go to Las Vegas, you tell the cab driver, I want to go out the back way. That's how you tell them. I want to go on the surface streets out the back way. The cab driver will look at you kind of funny because he doesn't like that because you've just reduced the fare by $5 or $6 to downtown. And Ed, and you got the other one perfectly there in New York City. When you get in a taxi cab, you ask the driver if you're at LaGuardia, just say, you know, I want to go through the Midtown Tunnel. Now, if he tells you there's a huge traffic jam and stuff like that, you'll have to decide whether you think he's being truthful or not. But it's about $10, $15 cheaper to go through the Midtown Tunnel than it is to go over the Triborough Bridge in New York, and most people don't know it. And if the cab driver senses that you don't know it, then he may try to take advantage of you. Ed, great segment. Thank you so much. We had another list here about hotel gripes. We'll save that for a couple weeks from now. Will you come back and talk to us about it then?
Oh, I'm always happy to talk with you guys.
Thank you, Ed. Our good buddy Ed Perkins, who is one of the country's premier consumer reporters, joining us from Ashland, Oregon today on the Travel Guys. And so, Steve-O, we are down to the wire here, buddy. Thank you for filling in for Thomas today.
My pleasure. Great to be back.
For Steve's Bridal Show Festival, a reminder that that and all of the other stuff we've talked about today can be found on TravelGuysRadio.com. Where do they get tickets for that, Steve? Real quick.
Tickets. Yikes. Tickets.com or charge by phone 808-5181.
All right. We will be back next Sunday. Thomas will be back from vacation. We are the Travel Guys, making you a smarter traveler each Sunday from 3 to 4 on 1530 KFBK and 93.1 FM KFBK. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
News Radio KFBK.